American State Trials, 1918, Volume X. Leo Frank. Document page 234. Here is the translated text as follows. 202X, American State Trials, May 6th or 7th. Was the first time I knew Mrs. White claimed to have seen a Negro at the factory on April 26th. James Conley. I have been working for the pencil company for over 2 years. On Friday evening, around 3 o'clock, Mr. Frank came to the fourth floor and told me to come to the factory on Saturday morning at 8:30. I arrived at the factory around 8:30, and Mr. Frank and I reached the door at the same time. I always stayed on the first floor and watched for Mr. Frank while he and a young lady would be on the second floor chatting. He always told me that when the lady came, he would stamp on the floor and I was to lock the door, and when he whistled, I was to open it. He said, "What I want you to do is to watch for me today as you did other Saturdays." And I said, "All right." I went out and came back around noon. Then Mr. Frank said, "Now, there will be a young lady up here after a while, and me and her are going to chat a little. Now, when the lady comes, I will stomp like I did before. That will be the lady, and you go and shut the door. When I whistle, I will be through, so you can go and unlock the door, and you come upstairs to my office, then like you were going to borrow some money for me, and that will give the young lady time to get out." I said, "All right, I will do just as you say." And I did as he said. He said, "Now, whatever you do, don't let Mr. Darley see you." Then Mr. Frank went upstairs and he said, "Remember to keep your eyes open." And I said, "All right, Mr. Frank." The first person I saw come along was a lady that worked on the fourth floor. I don't know her name. The next person that came along was the Negro drayman. He went upstairs. He was a peg-legged fellow, real dark. Next, I saw this Negro and Mr. Holloway coming back down the steps. Mr. Darley came down and left. Mr. Holloway came down and left. This lady that worked on the fourth floor came down and left. The next person I saw coming there was Mr. Quinn. He went upstairs, stayed a little while, and then came down. The next person that I saw was Miss Mary Perkins. That's what I call her. This lady that is dead. After she went upstairs, I heard her footsteps going towards the office. And after she went into the office, I heard two people walking out of the office and going like they were coming down the steps. But they didn't come down the steps. They went back towards the metal department. After they went back there, I heard the lady scream. Then I didn't hear any more. And the next person I saw coming in there was Miss Montine Stover. She came back down the steps and left. I heard somebody tiptoeing back towards the metal department. After that, I kind of dozed off and went to sleep. The next thing I knew, Mr. Frank was up over my head stamping, and then I went and locked the door. The next thing I heard was Mr. Frank whistling. I went and unlocked the door just like he said, and went on up the steps. Mr. Frank was standing at the top of the steps, shivering and trembling and rubbing his hands. He had a little rope in his hands. He asked me, "Did you see that little girl who passed here just a while ago?"